Today's blot is Masecht Pesachim Daf Ayin, and we will begin at the Mishnah and Daf Samach Tesam Beis. The halacha is that when the Korban Pesach is brought, a Korban Chagiga is brought along with it. When we speak about a Korban Chagiga, there are two types of Korban Chagiga. There's something called the Chagigas Yudalid, which is a unique Korban Chagiga, which will be the subject of today's shiur, the main subject of today's shiur, which is brought along with the Korban Pesach under certain circumstances. And then there's what's called the Chagigas Tezvov, that every Yontif we have to bring Shalmei Chagiga, every one of the Sholosh Regalim. It's called Chagigas Tezvov because the first day of Sukkot and the first day of Pesach are Tezvov, the 15th day of the month, and that's a different kind of Korban Chagiga altogether. Begins the Mishnah. When is a Korban Chagiga brought along with the Korban Pesach? Bezman Shabbat B'chol. If the Korban Pesach is brought on a weekday, that means Erev Pesach is not on Shabbos. B'tahara, as we have learned, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. If Roiv of Klal Yisrael are Tamei, we still bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon because of the Gemaras we've learned of the special dispensation for Mayadoi, but that halacha does not apply to Korban Chagiga. Ubemuot. Bemuot means that there are a few eaters, there's little meat available from the Korban Pesach. That means you have a large group eating the Korban Pesach. So since you have a large group eating the Korban Pesach, and the halacha is that Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva when you're satiated, so if you're only going to get a little piece of meat, you won't be ala soiva. So because of that, the Korban Chagiga is brought along first in order that the meat should be eaten of the Korban Pesach should be eaten ala soiva. Machloikis Rishonim, when we say that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva, what does that mean? It seems that Rashi learns, and most Rishonim learn, that there's a din that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva. The Rambam seems to learn that the reason the Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva is because the halacha is ve'etzem loisish b'ruboy, not allowed to break a bone of the Korban Pesach, and if you're hungry, you're very likely to break a bone. So that's why you have to eat it ala soiva, that you're not that hungry, so you're not going to start breaking bones. Ubezman shubah b'Shabbos. However, if the Korban Pesach is brought on Shabbos, b'meruba, or there's enough meat of the Korban Pesach available for everybody to eat it, or betumah, or if the Korban Pesach is brought betumah, so although we have a heter for the Korban Pesach to be brought that way, there is no heter for the Korban Chagiga, emavin imay Chagiga. So the Mefarshim first of all discuss, when we say betahara, that if people are tamei, then we don't bring the Korban Chagiga, if the Torah we do bring the Korban Chagiga. What does that mean? Let's say most of Klal Yisrael are Tamei. They're bringing the Korban Pesach anyway, but they're not bringing the Korban Chagiga. But that doesn't mean everybody's Tamei. So what about the people who are Tahor? Will they be allowed to bring the Korban Chagiga? So most Mefarshim seem to learn, since this year we're not being careful about the Korban Pesach, about Tum and Tahara, so even the people who are Tahor aren't being careful, and they should not bring the Korban Chagiga. The Merubah, we explain Merubah, means that there's a lot of Korban Pesach meat available. So Orach HaShulchan explains, we look at each group individually. So if you have one group that has a lot of members, and they're going to have just a little meat available of the Korban Pesach, they should bring a Korban Chagiga. On the other hand, if you have the next group that has few members, and they're going to have plenty of meat, they should not bring a Korban Chagiga.
So he just eat a kazayas, then you shouldn't use the Korban Pesach as part of your main meal.
That's exactly the point. You can use the Korban Pesach as your meal as long as you're soiva. So if you're going to get a big piece of meat, that'll be your soiva. There'll be both. There'll be ala soiva. Yeah, doesn't mean
takes place after.
No, that's not what ala soiva means. Ala soiva means that you should be satiated when you finish. When you're finished.
When
you're finished, you have to be satiated. Doesn't mean you have to be satiated before. Now the question is, but the Briskarov learns Merubah differently. He says it's a much more, he said that's Peshat in the Rambam. It's a much more practical consideration. In a year where there are a lot of groups, so the Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash is very busy with the Korban Pesach, so there is no time for the Korban Chagiga. in a year where there aren't a lot of groups, so they have availability to do the Korban Pesach. The Mefarshim also make an observation. The Mishnah began, B'chol B'tahara B'mu'at. That was the order. But let's look at the next line. B'Shabbos is the opposite of Chol. But then it says Meruba B'tumma. It should have said B'tumma B'meruba first. It should be the same order. So some say because we want to use the word Tumma as late as possible because Tumma is not such a nice word. Others say, based on something we just said a moment ago, that we would think that if Meruba, if there's a lot of meat of the Karm Pesach available, you could still bring the Karm Chagiga if you want. So puts the Mishnah, the word Meruba, between Shabbos and Tumma, just like Talius, by Shabbos there's no hetter to bring the Karm Chagiga, but Tumma there's no hetter to bring the Karm Chagiga, Meruba is treated the same way. There is no hetter. And Tzlach says a different teretz. He says, but Tumma, Shabbos you can never bring a Karm Chagiga. Meruba, you can never bring Karm Chagiga. Tumma, depends. Because let's say these people who were bringing the Karm Chagiga for, today is the last day of their Tumma. So then we will be allowed to bring it. Because today, they may not be able to eat it. But by tonight, when we'll be able to eat the Karm Pesach, they'll be the Karm Chagiga, they won't be Tumma. So that's why the Mishnah saved Tumma for last, because it's not an absolute exception to the rule. Chagiga Isabo, Menatsoin, Menaboker, Menakvosim, Menizim. The chagiga was brought from all these different types of animals. The Rosh Hashanah says why we have to say kvasim and izim. If the carbon pesach could come from kvasim izim, certainly the carbon chagiga. So he answers because we learned earlier in the Masechta that lechatchila we should use a tle, a sheep for carbon pesach. Tells us the Mishnah that preference is only by carbon pesach, not by carbon chagiga. When there's a zachar and a kavis, male or female, although the carbon Pesach could only be for males, but Nechel Sushne Yom V'Leilechad, it could be eaten for 2 days and one night, like every carbon shlomim. However, says the Meiri, that that's only if the carbon chagiga wasn't put on the same table as the carbon Pesach. Once the carbon chagiga and the carbon Pesach are on the same table, since the carbon Pesach has to be burnt if it's not eaten by the morning, we're concerned for mix-up, and that carbon chagiga, everybody will agree, has to be burnt. It was put together on the table with the carbon Pesach. There are two questions that we should bear in mind that the Gemara doesn't discuss. One is, in the year when the Karban Chagiga is brought, when is it brought? Is it brought before the Karban Tamid? Like all Karbanas have to be brought before the Karban Tamid. The Pesach, we learned, is the one exception that could be brought after the Karban Tamid. Or is it brought together with the Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid? So some want to say that the Mishnah's language Navy chagiga imoy means that's brought at the same time. And we'll have other rayas. The Tzlach says, on the contrary, the Rashi says, imoy ima pesach ba'aba osu b'nissen. Why does Rashi have to say Arab osu b'nissen? Everybody knows Arab Pesach is 14 days in Nissen. So the Tzlach says the Rashi is trying to teach us just the opposite. That they're brought on the same day, but they're brought in different times. The Karban chagiga is brought before the Tamid, the Karban Pesach is brought after the Tamid. Now there's another question that the Rishonim discuss. Erev Pesach is Shabbos. So the Mishnah says explicitly, we don't bring Karban Chagiga that year on Erev on Shabbos. What's the halacha? Do we bring a Karban Chagiga all that year? Just a day before on Erev Pesach, that means on Friday? Or that year there's no Karban Chagiga at all? So again, from Rashi it seems that Ba'ab Osu B'Nisan, the only day you can bring the Karban Chagiga is on the 14th. If you can't bring it on the 14th because it's Shabbos, there is no Karban Chagiga that year. But we'll see maybe different rayas in the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, my Tana the Tani Chagiga. The question is obvious. We're learning about Karban Pesach. What are we mixing in Karban Chagiga? Answers the Gemara, Tana HaKavosa V'Avosoi, D'Loi Dochi Shabbos. We learned previously that although you're allowed to be makir of Karban Pesach on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos. That's why we also learned the halacha of chagiga, the loydach yich Shabbos, that it too does not override Shabbos. V'achikom, and this is a pshat in the Mishnah. Eim sa mevini moi chagiga. When is a chagiga brought with the Karban Pesach? Bezman shabar b'chol b'tar b'muad. But if brought on Shabbos, then you don't bring it. So the Tzlach asks two questions. He says he doesn't understand the comparison of the chagiga to the bringing of the Karban Pesach, or the issa to transport or do other malachas with the Karban Pesach. The reason you're not allowed to transport the Karban Pesach on Shabbos is because you should have done it before Shabbos, we learned. The reason you don't bring the Karban Chagiga on Shabbos is because there's no Pasuk to allow you to bring it on Shabbos. So although they may have the same din, they come from different reasons altogether. That's one question, he says. And the other question, he says, is the Gemara seems to be very redundant. V'hachi kamar. Why does the Gemara have to repeat itself? So he says that the Gemara is teaching us, like the Rishonim, that the Karban Chagiga is brought on Friday. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it should be brought on Friday. And if you didn't bring it on Friday, you did the same thing as you didn't transport the Karban Pesach on Friday, that you should have done it before Shabbos. And here we have a proof to those Rishonim that the Karban Chagiga is brought on Friday in the year where it can't be brought on Shabbos. Amar Rashi, Shma Mina, by learning our Mishnah we can understand, Chagigas Abba Asa Laf Chavihi. It's not an absolute obligation. This Al-Kadat HaChavihi, if you're going to say the Karban Chagiga is an absolute obligation, Tasty B'Shabbos, it should be brought even on Shabbos. Tasty B'Merubah, it shouldn't make a difference how much meat of Karban Pesach is available for you, but Tasty B'Tumah, and it should be brought even if you're Tameh. Because like Tosfos explains, any Karban Seber that has a set time overrides all these things. Ask the this is Tumas Tzibur, but it should be a loss with Tumas Tzibur. Ask the Gemara, Ubamiyat miu maitam asya. Why is it brought then? Answers the Gemara Kretanya. Chagiga abom pesach nachelas tchila. The Karban Chagiga that's brought with the Karban Pesach is eaten before the Karban Pesach. Kedei shei pesach nachelas soiva. And like we explained, either there's an obligation to eat it on a soiva, or there's an obligation to avoid breaking a bone. Ask Reb Chaim Briska. The Torah says regarding the eating of a carbon, lamashcha, and the Gemara always explains lamashcha kedela kederach shemalachim oichlin, like kings eat. They eat it when they're full. Kings aren't hungry. So he says carbon chagiga is also a carbon. We're eating the carbon chagiga in order that we should be full by the carbon Pesach, but we have to be full by the carbon chagiga too. So how can we be? It seems that we'll be hungry by the carbon chagiga. We'll now be hungry when you eat a carbon. So Chaim Briska says that the halacha that a person has to be full when he eats a carbon is only set to the kahanim. The kahanim, when they eat the carbon, they have to be full. The one exception for that even Yisraelim have to be full is Karban Pesach. Because every Yisrael's relationship to his Karban Pesach is similar to the relationship to a Kohen in his carbon. But that's only on a Karban Pesach. Karban Chagiga, who's eating it? The Yisrael. There is no dinner of Lamashcha that it has to be eaten ala soiva, and therefore you can eat the Karban Chagiga even when you're not full, and then afterwards eat the Karban Pesach.
The other Karban that a Yachid Yisrael brings throughout the year.
Doesn't have to, according to Reb Chaim Briska, only Kahanim have to eat ala soiva, not Yisrael. When Nechel Sashna Yamin, we learned it's eaten 2 days, says the Gemara, Masnissin like Ben Tema. Our Mishnah is not like Ben Tema. The Tanya Ben Tema Omer, Chagiga Aboma Pesach, Areika Pesach. Chagiga that's brought in the Karban Pesach has the exact same halachas like Karban Pesach. Ven in the Cheles El Leyoim V'Laila. Just like the Karban Pesach has to be eaten up that night, the first night of Pesach, so too the Karban Chagiga. Mechloikas Rishonim, what will be the halacha on eating the Karban Pesach, the Karban Chagiga on Erev Pesach? Karban Pesach, you're certainly not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. Will the Karban Chagiga also only be allowed to be eaten at night? That's the way some Rishonim learn. Another Rishonim learn that you could eat it from the afternoon, from when you shecht it, until the time you could eat the Karban Pesach. The Chagigas Chamish Aser, that's something we spoke of before. The Karban Chagiga that's brought in every Yontif, the Chel Sushna Yom V'Lailachot, is eaten like every Karban Shlom for 2 days and one night. Every Yontif, every Jew had to bring an Oilus Riyah, a Karban Oila, to commemorate as being Oilu L'Regel, the Shalmi Chagigo, the Chagigas Tevzvav, which we spoke about at the beginning of the Shir, and Shalmi Simcha. The difference between the Oilus Riyah and the Shalmi Chagiga versus the Shalmi Simcha is as follows. Oilus Riyah and Shalmi Chagiga are obligations you must bring. Chayva. Karban Shalmi Chagiga is voluntary. You don't have to bring it. The halach is that anything that's chayv, anything you must bring, ain't about element of chulin. Only could come from non-kegdish animals. Anything that's voluntary could come from even hegdish. So Reb Ben Tema tells us, let's say somebody has an animal which they designated for Karban Chagigas Yodalad, and for whatever reason it wasn't brought, So you can't use it for Shalmei Chagiga, because this is already an animal that's Hegdish. And you can't bring Shalmei Chagiga from Hegdish animal. But it could be used for the Shalmei Simcha, because Shalmei Simcha could be brought from Hegdish animal. That's what the Gemara says. The Chagigas, according to Rashi's explanation, the Chagigas Abba Asa, the Chagigas Abba Asa that wasn't used for that, Yoitzba Mishum Simcha, you could use it for the Shalmei Simcha, then Yoitzba Mishum Chagiga, but you can't use it for Shalmei Chagiga. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Bentema. Bentema compares the Chagiga to the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Kedemasnei Rav L'chi B'rei. The Pasuk says, V'loyolon L'boika Zevach Chaga Pesach. Zevach, to the Pasuk seems to be redundant. What is the Pasuk saying, Zevach Chag? She just said, V'loyolon L'boika HaPesach. Says Bentema, Zevach Chag refers to the Karban Chagiga. HaPesach refers to Kibashmo to the Karban Pesach. They both have the same din that after the first night of Pesach they may not remain. So we see that Karban Chagiga is the same as Karban Pesach. So Tosus learns that according to Ben Tema, the Karban Chagiga is a Chayiv. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. If it's a Chayiv, the Mefarshim want to say, if you can't bring it on Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you'll have to bring it the day before. And if it's a Chayiv, it should be brought the same time as the Karban Pesach. Other Rishonim, that's how the Meiri learns, the Rambam learns, that even according to Ben Tema, although it's a mitzvah in the Torah, it's a voluntary mitzvah. If you do it, you become a mitzvah, but you don't have to do it. According to them, perhaps, if you didn't bring it, if Erev Pesach and Shabbos, so this year you won't have this mitzvah. And therefore you would not be allowed to bring it after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, because you're not allowed to bring any karbonis afterwards. After the Karban Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Ask the Gemara, Ibar Lula Ben Tema. Ben Tema, who compares the Karban Chagiga to the Karban Pesach, the question is Nechelesli or Eina Nechelesli? Do we have to eat it roasted like the Karban Pesach? Do we say Ki Akshi Rachmona LePesach regarding what in the Torah compared to Karban Pesach? Lelina, that it can't be left overnight. Avilut Sliloi doesn't have that comparison. Oidim Aloi Shna, just like this has to be roasted, the Karban Pesach has to be roasted, so to the Karban Chagiga. So the Ran explains that don't we always say that when we're makish, when we compare two things, we compare them all the way. So what's the question? So the Ran answers, when do we say that? When what we're comparing is explicit in the Pasuk. If the Torah would say explicitly Karban Chagig and Karban Pesach in one Pasuk, then the comparison has to go all the way. Here, the comparison is not explicit. It says Zevach Chag, and we said Zevach Chag means Chagiga. Therefore, since the comparison is not explicit, we don't have to compare them all the way. Toshma, so the Gemara brings a raya. We're going to learn in the Nusach of the Manishtana, it says, Halayla zeh kula tzli. One of the questions that they ask is that this night we only eat tzli. Vamrav chizda zu divri ben tema. Who's the one that says kula tzli? It must be ben tema. Shema mina, that it has to be eaten roasted. So the Meil Shmuel asks, of course, it's obvious. Everybody knows the Manishtana. And everybody knows that it must be Ben Tema, because according to the Chacham, you don't compare Karban Chagiga to Karban Pesach. So what was the question? So Mil Shmuel says a beautiful teretz. According to the Chacham, you don't have to bring the Karban Chagiga. And therefore, if you brought it, and it's not compared to Karban Pesach, it doesn't have to be Tzli. But the Manishtana certainly doesn't refer to the Karban Chagiga. Because the Manishtana, according to them, is only talking about things you have to do. So of course you could say Kulay Tzli according to the Chachamim, because you don't have to bring the Karban Chagiga at all. The Chiddush is that even according to Ben Tema, where you have to eat the Karban Chagiga, it's only eaten Tzli, it's only eaten roasted. And that's Pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't pass him like Ben Tema. The Rambam passes him like the Rabbanan, that the Karban Chagiga is not compared to the Karban Pesach. Yet the Rambam in his Nusach of the Manishtana has Kulay Tzli. How does it work? Because even according to Chacham, you could say kulat tzli. What does kulat tzli mean? All the meat you must eat has to be tzli. Ibailuhu, the Ben Tema. According to Ben Tema, Bom and Abokar, a Karban Pesach can't be brought from cattle. What about a Karban Chagigo? Ain't a Bom and Abokar. Bom and Akevis? Ain't a Bom and Akevis. A Karban Pesach has to be a male. What about a Karban Chagigo? Bob Eshtayim, Shonim, Karban Pesach has to be an animal that's less than a year old. What about Karban Chagiga? Could it be a 2-year-old animal? Do we say, Ki Aksh Rachmon Alamida Dachila, strictly to how it's eaten, Avil Chom Ililoi, to other issues not, Oidim Loshna. Toshma, Chagiga Boma Pesach, Harei ke Pesach. It has the same din as a Pesach. Bomen a tzoin, ven a bomen a boker. Bomen a zecharim, ven a bomen a kevus. Bo bashnos, it has to be 1 year old. Ven a bo bashtei shonim, ven a necheles el yoyim v'layla. It only can be one day and a night. Ven a necheles el etzli. It's only etzli. Ven a necheles lemenuyev. It has to be, you have to register on to it like you register to Karban Pesach. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky has a shayla. When we say we register to the Karban Chagiga, is it the same registration as to the Karban Pesach? That means one group would bring both the Karban Chagiga and the Karban Pesach together, or you could register in two separate groups. You could register for one group for the Karban Pesach and another group for the Karban Chagiga. Now, says the Gemara, man sham le dis lehei svara, who's the man dama that compares the Karban Chagiga to the Karban Pesach? Man tema. And we see here, Shema Mino, Kul Mil Sabin and Shema Mino compares it all the way. The one child the Rishonim ask is that we learned that the Zrikas Hadam of the Karban Pesach is done by pouring it on the corner. Now the question is, how will you be Zorik the Dam of the Karban Chagiga? Will it be like the Karban Pesach, or will it be like all Karban Shlomim? Achlokes Rishonim. Ask the Gemara, Yibaylu, Leben Tema. According to Ben Tema, who is comparing the Karban Chagiga to Karban Pesach? Yesh ba Mishum Shveris Etzem, is there a loch that you're not allowed to break a bone in it? Like you're not allowed to break a bone in the Karban Pesach? There is no such halacha. Do we say, afgav the action rachmana l'pesach, even though according to Ben Taim the Torah compares the Karban Chagiga to Karban Pesach, omek rabo, the pasuk says v'etzem loisiz ruboy, boy, in the Karban Pesach there's halacha you're not allowed to break a bone, v'loy chagiga, there is no such halacha in the Karban Chagiga. I gama hai boy, you know what the word boy means? Boy, v'loy b'kosher, only in a Karban Pesach that's kosher may you not break a bone, v'loy b'posel dosa. But it has nothing to do with the Karban Pesach posel, but in a Karban Chagiga, according to Ben Tema, you will not be allowed to break a bone. So before we begin the Gemara, we have to say two words of introduction. In Hebrew, there's two words. There's a word called sakin, which is a knife, which is typically used to cut, to shecht an animal. And there's a word called kupitz. Kupitz is a cleaver. It's a butcher's knife that's used to break bones. If a utensil becomes tamei, the halach is you have to put it in the mikveh, and you have to wait Erev Shemesh. Says the Gemara, Sakin shenimtzis ba'aba asar. It's Erev Pesach, and you find a knife in the street of Yerushalayim. Like Rashi and Rishonim explain, it wasn't there for a while. Because in Yerushalayim they used to clean the streets every day. Shuki Yerushalayim, Asuyin L'Skabed, B'Kol Yoyim. And a lot of people, it's there just today. And now the question is it Tomei or is it Tar? If it's Tomei, I can't use it. If it's Tar, I can use it. The halach is Shoychi B'Miyad. I could use it immediately to shecht with it. B'Shloi Shasa. Because anybody who had a knife, make sure that by Erev Pesach it should be Tar, because I need it to shecht the Karban Pesach. B'Shloi Shasa. If I find it on the 13th, so you know how people are. They're not in a rush. Shainu umakbel. I have to toivel it again. What's the word shainu? Why again? So Tosfos explains that even if I find the knife, and I know that the owner was toivel it, I have to be concerned that maybe he let it become tamei again. And his thinking was, I'll be toivel it the last minute of the day, then Harif Shemesh tonight, and be able to use it tomorrow. Kupitz. But if I find this meat cleaver, bein bezeh, whether I find it on the 13th or the 14th, shana umatbol, I have to be concerned that it's tamei. Mana. Now let's identify who was the tana of this brisa. Ilem rabbanan, if it's according to rabbanan, maishno sakin the matbol, why do I have to be toivel the sakin? Maishno sakin the matbol, the chazi lepesach. I'm gonna, on the 13th, I could use it for Karban Pesach, and I have to be toivel it. On the 14th, I assume it's fine. The kupitz according to the Chachamim, certainly there is no halacha that I'm not allowed to break a bone of the Karban Chagiga according to the Chachamim. They don't compare the Karban Chagiga to the Karban Pesach. Hachazel Chagiga. It's usable for the Chagiga. So if it's usable for the Chagiga, why should I not assume that on the 14th it's tar? El lav, it's going according to Ben Tema. But if according to Ben Tema, I could use it to cut the Karban Chagiga, why should I assume that it's tamei? V'shmamina. You know why the kupitz is tamei? Because I had no reason to make a tar. You know why I had no reason to make a tar? Because it's not usable anyway. Come Pesach, I'm certainly not allowed to break a bone in it. V'etzem le'sishbru boy. And now we're saying that you're not allowed to break even a bone in the Karban Chagiga. Says the Gemara Loi. It's talking Loi Lam Rabbonim. A Kagan Shabbat Shabbos. It's talking that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, where the halacha is that I can't bring a Korban Chagiga anyway on Shabbos, so the Chsakin I could assume is Tar. The Kupitz I can't use because I can't bring a Korban Chagiga. Ask the Gemara, can't be talking about Shabbos. For Hamidic Tani Sefer, we learned in the next part of this Mishnah. Chal Abos Elias B'Shabbos, if Er Pesach is on Shabbos, Shach B'Miyad, I could use it. Or B'Chamisha Asabah, or on the 15th day, Shach B'Miyad. So we see that the second part of the Braisa is talking about Shabbos. So the first part of the Braisa can't be talking about Shabbos. Now another halacha the Braisa says, not relevant to our discussion. Nimtzus Kupitz, Kshur L'Sakin, even though we're differentiating between the status of a kupitz and the status of a sakin, and we're saying that the sakin we assume is tahar, because the person made sure it should be tahar, it should be usable. The kupitz is not usable. If the kupitz is tied together to the sakin, harekit sakin. So if the sakin is tahar, we assume that nobody's going to put something tameh together with something tahar. Before we go further, the Mefarshim ask a question. Taisus and Daf Samech Vav said that the knife that's used for Korban Pesach has to be a Kli Shoris. So now the question is, I find a knife, and the Gemara is saying I could assume the knife is tar because everybody makes sure the knife is tar by Erev Pesach, but I have to be Magdishit because otherwise it's not a Kli Shoris, and on Shabbos I'm not allowed to be Magdish. So Mefarshim say a very big chiddush. Why is there a halacha that you're not allowed to be Magdish something on Shabbos? Because it's like Mekach or Memkar. I'm taking it out of my possession, I'm putting it to Hegdish. That's on a regular Hegdish, where I take it out of my possession and put it into Hegdish. The Kli Shoris that's used for Korban Pesach, it's not a point that it's not mine anymore. It's a point that I have to use something that's Kadosh. Therefore, it's not the typical Hegdish, and that you're allowed to be Magdish in Shabbos. But we're back to where we started. If the Seif is talking about Shabbos, Bechlal, the Reish Lav Shabbos is Skinen. The Reish is not talking about Shabbos. So we're back to where we started. Don't we have a proof that if the Kupitz can't be used, why, if we assume it's Tameh, why? Because there's no use for it. Why is there no use for it? Because according to Ben Taima, you're not allowed to break a bone at the Korban Chagiga. Vela, so tomorrow, no, there's no proof. It's talking about a year, the Baba Merubah, that the person had a lot of meat from the Korban Pesach, and therefore he had no Korban Chagiga. That's why he wasn't mitaher his kupitz, because he has no need for it. He's not bringing Korban Chagiga. Says the Gemara Menav Yadi. The halacha is that the Korban Pesach you could register until the last moment. So if you're right, on the 13th he thought he's going to have a lot of meat for the Korban Pesach, he's not bringing Korban Chagiga. But he always has to be concerned that on the 14th a lot of people are going to register with his group. And since they're going to register with his group, he won't have a lot of meat, and he'll need to bring a Korban Chagiga. So how could a person ever know? So here we see, they say, that a proof that the Korban Chagiga is brought at the same time as the Korban Pesach. Because if the halacha is that the Korban Chagiga is brought before the Korban Pesach, something we discussed at the beginning of the shir, so you can never know. You should always, Elamai, you bring it at the same time, and and that's why you'll know. Ella, let's talk. So we're back to where we started. It can't be that you knew for sure you're not going to need a Korban Chagiga because you have plenty of Korban Pesach meat, because you can never know for sure. Ella Shabbat Betoma. It's talking that this year the Korban Pesach is brought Betoma, and since it's brought Betoma, you're not going to have a Korban Chagiga, and that's why you don't need the kupitz, and that's why you don't have to assume that it's. That's why you can assume that nobody was metarit. Soif soif minayadi. How you know that everybody's going to be tameh in Erev Pesach? Says the Gemara, the misnasi, that the nasi died, and the halach is that when the nasi dies, everybody has to become tameh by his levaya. That's covered to the nasi. Ask the Gemara, Amos, when did the nasi die? Elam is the misbishloisha, so that he died already in the 13th of Nisan, and everybody became tameh by his levaya. So then, why are we saying that the sakan is tar? This is a year where the Korban Pesach is being brought betoma, because everybody got tamei at the Nasi's Levaya on the 13th of Nisan, and you need 7 days to get tar. Nobody's going to be tar by the 14th. Sakin Lamali, the Mithrilin. Why do we say that the Sakin is tar? The Sakin doesn't have to be tar either. Everybody's tamei. Ella, the Mes Bil Arba Asa. It must be that he only died on the 14th. So we're back to where we started. We're talking here, the last time you could put it into the mikveh, the 13th in the evening, right before Erev Shemesh. It's before the Nasi died. So Maishnah Sakin the Matzah, why were you so certain that you were tayvel the Sakin? Because you knew, you didn't know that the Nasi's dying. Nobody knows who's going to die tomorrow. And that's why you thought you're going to need a Tar Digger Sakin. Or Maishnah Kupitz Lai Matzah. See, as far as you know, you're going to bring a Karmel Chagiga. And as far as you know, you're going to need a Tar Digger Kupitz. The fact that you're not putting the kupitz in the mikvah on the 13th must be a proof that you have no need for the kupitz. Why will you have no need for the kupitz? Because you're not allowed to break a bone in it anyway. So we have a proof that according to Ben Tema, at least, you're not allowed to break a bone in the carbon chagiga. Says the Gemara, interesting situation. Loit tzrich the nasi geises b'shloish asa. The nasi is very, very ill, and we're not sure if he's going to make it. So Sakin, the Chatzveka. So now let's think. The person's on the 13th day of Nisan. He doesn't know, will the Nasi die? And everybody's going to become Tamei. And then he doesn't need a Tor Sakin. He doesn't need a clean Sakin because everybody's Tamei. And the Pesach that year is going to be brought Betumah. Or will the Nasi live? And then the current Pesach has to be brought Betahara. So since the person doesn't know for sure, what does he do? He takes the knife that he needs to shech the Karban Pesach to the mikveh to make sure it's tahor. Because he doesn't know what the situation is going to be tomorrow. Because there's only one shayla. Kupit, leitzricha, again, the Nasi geis is b'shloish asa. The Nasi is very ill on the 13th day of Nisan. Sakin the chat sveka, by the sakin there's only one suffix. Will the Nasi live or will the Nasi die? Matpale. So since it's one suffix, he takes it to the mikveh because he may need a tar sakin tomorrow. Kupitz, the tray sveikin. On the kupitz, he has two sveikas. What is the two sveikas? First of all, the nasi may die. And if nasi dies, and all of Klai Yisrael will be tameh, then we're not bringing karma chagiga this year. As we learned in the Mishnah, you don't bring the karma chagiga when people are tameh. And even if Hashem will help, and the nasi will not die, there's still a chance that I don't need a Karban Chagiga. Because like we said in Tapir Amid, and we said in the Mishnah, that if we have enough Karban Pesach meat available, we don't have to bring Karban Chagiga. So now this person is sitting on the 13th day of Nisan, and he's thinking to himself, should I may be allowed to use the kupitz? Because the halacha is you're allowed to break the bones of a Karban Chagiga. But why would I want to schlep it to the mikveh? There's a great chance I'll never use it. I'll never need it. Number one, the Nasi may die, so I'm not bringing Karban Chagiga. Number two, I may have enough Karban Pesach meat available, so I'm not going to bring Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says human nature is not to do what you don't have to do. And here is great reason that you won't have to use the kupitz, and that's why he wasn't toivlet. Loi matpalei. So like the Mefarshim explained, so we don't have an answer. We don't know what the halacha will be according to Ben Tema with breaking the bones of a Karban Chagiga. But the Masham says very interestingly, although we don't have an answer regarding that shayla, the Gemara B'Leib stays with that shayla, says the Masham, we do have an insight in human nature. That if there's only one suffix, then the person doesn't take chances, and he's toivel the sakin. But the more reason that person has to believe he shouldn't have to do it, the less likely he's going to do something. So since by the Karma Chagiga there's a lot of reason to believe he won't need the kupitz, that's why he's not toivelet. Tanya, Yehuda ben Dursoi Pirish Hu v'Dursoi Benoi. Yehuda ben Dursoi left Eretz Yisrael v'Halach v'Yoshel Abedarim, and he went and lived in Chutz Laaretz. Why? So let's explain the Gemara for a moment. We learned that if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so you don't bring the Karban Chagiga. The Chagigas Yudalit is not brought. It's not Doicha Shabbos. Yehuda ben Dursoi disagreed. He held that the Karban Chagiga is brought even on Shabbos. That's why Rashi explains the Gemara. He knew that they won't let him do it. Why? Because the Chacham hold that it's not Doicha Shabbos, like we learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara. So, in order to avoid having this conflict, he moved out of Eretz Yisrael, so he shouldn't have to bring a Karban Pesach. So, why did Mefarshim explain? It wasn't just that Yehuda ben Dursoi thought, okay, so I can't bring the Karban Chagiga, so at least I should bring the Karban Pesach. He held that the Korban Pesach has to be brought together with the Korban Chagiga. And if you don't have a Korban Chagiga, you can't. If you have to bring a Korban Chagiga, if you don't bring it, you can't bring the Korban Pesach. So what did he do? He moved out of Eretz Yisrael. Because the halacha is that who has to bring Korban Pesach? Only someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael. If you're not in Eretz Yisrael, you have no chiyuv. And this is a very important insight in how to approach a shayla. Sometimes you could take an approach, Oynes Rachmana Patre, I'm Potter. I want to bring the Korban Chagiga, what should I do? That's not what Mendel Soy's approach was. He tried to avoid the shayla, and he moved out of Eretz Yisrael. Because he said, some say it's Mechlaikas, some say Atzah Yushlaim, some say Atzah Yisrael. Why don't you bring the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos Erev Pesach? How will we respond to Eliyahu Hanavi? I don't understand the two great Gedolei Ador, Shmai Vavtalion, Sheikhom Gedolim. They were tremendous Talmidei Chachamim, with Ashonim Gedolim. They understood how to learn a Pasuk. How did they not explain to Klal Yisrael Chagiga doicha the Shabbos, that the Korban Chagiga is doicha the Shabbos? So again, we're learning the Gemara like Rashi, that what Korban Chagiga are we talking about here? The Chagiga that's brought on Erev Pesach. Tosis disagrees. Tosis says that the Gemara discussion here is about the Chagiga's Tezvav. We said that you have to bring Shalmi Chagiga every Yontif, and they held that you're allowed to bring the Shalmi Chagiga even on Shabbos. The question is, according to Tosfos, that he says that we're talking about Shalmi Chagiga, why would there be a heter to bring it on Shabbos? The halacha is, we're going to learn it soon in the Gemara, that if you don't bring the Korban Chagiga the first day Yontif, you can bring it the rest of Yontif. So why would there be a heter to bring it on Shabbos? So the Rishonim explain that according to Tosfos, according to Ben Drusoi, if you're not able to bring, what pshat that you bring the Korban Chagiga the rest of Yontif? It's tashlumim. It's to make up for the first day. But if you can't bring it on the first day, you can't have a makeup. My time of the Brenda Soy, the Ksiv, Zavachta Be'esach Lashem Lakacha, Tsoinabakar. The Pasuk speaks about Tsoinabakar. Now the question is, how could the Pasuk be talking about Korban Pesach and also say Bakar? V'lei Pasach, Ene Ba'alim Nekvasim and Ezim. We could only use sheep or goat. El Tsoin, Zapesach. Bakar, Zuchagiga. Just like you could bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, so too he said you could bring the Chagiga. Again, we're going to learn like Rashi, the Chagigas Yudalar on Shabbos. Or Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, I don't understand what's going on here. They're the only ones that hold this way. We hold, like we learned in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to bring the Chagiga on Shabbos. So we have to come to explain one Shita. And the Seyd Adar says that the story we came at Stoiki. So we have to explain it. Stoiki's pshat, el kro. What is the pasuk teach us? The Rav Nachman dosin. It teaches us Rav Nachman's din. Dom Rav Nachman amr bavavua. Menayin lemoisa pesach shekarav shlomim. The halacha is, let's say somebody designated money for Korban Pesach, and he didn't need all the money that he used for Korban Pesach. What does he do with the leftover money? Or let's say somebody designated an animal for Korban Pesach, he loses that animal, takes another animal. Now he has one extra animal. What's done with that extra animal? It's brought as a Korban Shlomim. How do we know? Shnem v'zavachta pesach l'shem l'kecha. Tzoyin u'bokr. Is the question. V'chi pesach min ha'bokr bo. Like we just learned a minute ago. Is Korban Pesach brought from the cattle? V'layim pesach bo'al m'kvosim and izim. Sheep or goat. Teaches us the Gemposik. Ala moysa pesach. That extra money. Yehei l'dov ha'bo min ha'bokr. Tzoyin u'bokr. It should be brought as a Korban Shlomim. Ask the Gemara, and the way Rashi and Tosfos explain, why Taka is the Chagigas Yudalit and the Chagigas Tezvav, the Shalm Chagiga, not Doicha Shabbos? V'rabonim Maitam Eloi Doicha Shabbos. Why isn't it Doicha Shabbos? Havadi Korban Tziburhu. It's a Korban Tzibur, and like Tosfos explains, it's not a Korban Tzibur in traditional sense, like a Korban Tumid, that it's taken from communal funds. But it is brought when all of Klal Yisrael are together on Yontif, or Erev Pesach, and it is brought in a designated time, and the halacha is that anything that's a Korban Tzibur that's brought in a designated time is brought even on Shabbos. Amar Beloy, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda ben Safra, Amar Kro. V'chagoyse oysa chag l'ashem, shivas yomim b'shana. So this pasuk is talking about the carbon shal mechagiga, and it's talking about on Sukkos. Now the halacha is, like we said a moment ago, the shal mechagiga should be brought on the first day yontif, but you have makeup the whole yontif. And that means on Sukkos you have 8 days, because you could also bring it on Shmini Atzeres. So this pasuk that's talking about Sukkos and says that the shal mechagiga is brought 7 days, it's not true. It's not 7 days. It's 8 days. Shiva, why did the pasuk say Shiva? Shmoina hava, it's 8. El mekal chagiga shenadoichas Shabbos. Because in 8 days, you have to have at least one Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring a chagiga. So that's why it's only 7 days. And the Mesh Chachma says a beautiful pshat. He says, usually in the Torah, when the Torah talks about 7 days, the Torah says Shivas Yomim. Why does the Torah add the word Bashana? It should have said Shivas Yomim. What's the point of Bishana? To teach us that they're not Shivas Yomim Ritzufim, they're not 7 consecutive days. They're 7 days in the year, but they're not consecutive, because in the middle of those 7 days could be a Shabbos, and a Shabbos you don't bring a Shal Mechagiga. Kiyos Rovin, Omar Mati Lefnei Rabbi Sai, when I said over this Gemara to my Rebbes, they said, Pamashiat Amaitza El Shisha. Sometimes the Karmic Chagiga can only be brought 6 days, according to your line of reasoning, that it can never be brought on the Shabbos. Because what happens, Kikoran Shechal Yontav Rarishin Shechag B'Shabbos, if the first day of Sukkos is on Shabbos, so then that year, there'll be 2 Shabboses in those 8 days. So if you're right, he asked, that you never brought the Karmic Chagiga on Shabbos, so why did the Pasuk say Shivas Yomim? It's not 7 days. Sometimes you only have 6 days available. Amar Abaye, so Abaye used a very sharp lashon. He said, "Oven tichla, you are a person that lost your children. Lemikah hamilsa, you should say something. Shmoina lemishkach laklal. It's impossible to bring the Karma Chagiga for 8 days. Why? Because in 8 days you have to have at least one Shabbos. Shiva isa v'roiv shanim. 7 days in most years." Most years, the first day of Sukkos is not Shabbos, so you have 7 days. So the pasuk is talking about most years. So what's your question? That the pasuk should have said 6 days? 6 days is only once in a while Sukkos comes out on the first day Shabbos. The pasuk spoke about the normal situation. The Mefarshim speak about this very sharp language that he used, Oven Tichla, a person that lost his children. How is he using that language? The lot of Terutzim, I'll just end with one Terutz. The Sefer Chassidim, the Netzai Tzior says this Teretz. The Sefer Chassidim says that it's very rare that we find that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a lot of punishment to a person. So obviously here we had a person that lost his children. That he should lose his children and also not be a Talmud Chacham, not be able to learn a Pasuk correctly, is a double punishment. So he said, Oven Tichla, you're a person who lost your children, so at least you should be a Talmud Chacham. That you should lose your children and also not know how to learn a pasuk can't be. So how did you make such a mistake?